No Regrets, rated PG, written by Nymeria. Winner Best Characterization, second place in the 2009 Terra Firma Fan Fiction Awards. Read by a Damn Scientist. Sights and sounds slowly fade from his senses. Everything recedes further and further away. Or maybe he's the one sliding down a dark tunnel, cold and dark and silent. He has come to accept it. There is nothing to be done anyway, and he finds no rebellion in him, no wish to grasp the vanishing world and make it stay, even for just a little while. He has known, from the moment he embraced the exchange, that this was how it was meant to be. He had not cared then, when he had been too young to completely understand the consequences, and he does not care now. No, no regrets. From the fog-submerged ground, the few protruding rocks look like islands lost in the vastness of a swirling ocean. And as long as he does not raise his eyes, he doesn't have to see the encircling mountain range closing off the horizon, his boundary, his prison. But if he looks further up, his soul, at least, can escape that prison. The deep, deep blue of the skies is crossed by swift meteor swarms, and then there are the stars. Thousands, millions of them, holding his gaze, calling to him, whispering promises of freedom and knowledge and adventure. You're not ready, they keep telling him. That's not your destiny. Not yet. Why don't they understand that this is indeed his destiny? That the world's borders feel more suffocating with every passing day? That he wants to soar up there, where every kind of marvel is waiting for him, just for him? Look up and wait and hope. That's what his life has become, an endless parade of days, confined in the vicious circle of his anxious expectations. He sighs, and that sigh seems to be what his companion was waiting for, to resume the talk that his dark musings interrupted. I can make that happen, young one. I offer you the chance to make your destiny. The offer is tempting. It burns inside him like a bright flame, desire, yearning, the dreams of his young, short lifetime just waiting to be born into reality. Yet all this carries a price. But you said that for me to be joined, the old one would have to die. Too high a price, too high even for his youthful desires. You don't buy your dreams with death, do you? His companion's reply is dry, blunt, the man pinning him under a steely gaze. That pilot will die no matter what you do. If you don't come with me, I'll find someone else who will. Someone who isn't afraid to take their place among the stars. Stars. Such a short word, and yet it encloses his whole future, the sum of his unfulfilled dreams. He breathes it reverently. Stars. The choice has been made. He has paid for it with remorse, guilt, and endless excruciating pain. Atonement. The blood price he found himself willing to pay has come in many different ways, with the daily agony of forced connections and with the occasional hurt he accepted in his stride, like the loss of an arm. And yet it has been worth every single micron of it. He has soared in the skies, bathed in starlight, hurtled through nebulas and soft tickling interstellar dust. And then there has been Moya, the best part of his soul, companion, shelter, and home. This is his only regret. Now she has fallen silent, gone before him, who is lingering still on the edge between life and death, already mourning her loss, already hurting for the gaping emptiness in the place she filled with her presence and her love. Moya, go willing, willing, yes, peace. He desperately wants that same peace now. Wants to be with her again, with the same intensity with which he yearned for the bond when he saw it only as a means to see the stars, when he didn't know that it could become more, much more, than knowledge and freedom. Don't feel sad. Our lives were good. The distraught friend standing beside him can't, won't understand the inherent truth in his words, and now words and strength are failing him at last. I am ready now. I have seen the stars. Darkness closes around him, a darkness without stars. But he doesn't care, because she's there, waiting for him in all her golden glory, and she is enough to bathe his soul in light forever.